This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
We're here in Waitangi Park. It's the Out in the Park Gay and Lesbian, Transgender, Bisexual, Intersex Fair, plus, plus, plus. And the reason that we're here is for two reasons. So visibilising the issue of intersex, but also we're here talking about this time next year is the ILGA World Conference. So this is a conference, a human rights conference, and exciting. We will have the world here. So we will have people from literally all over the world, probably about 600 delegates, and the conference will be in the Michael Fowler Centre. So if people are interested, they can go online and register. And conferences are not everybody's thing, but the really important thing, we are hosting the conference. So every night of the conference, there will be events. And if people are interested in uffying and hosting people from around the world, then they certainly should contact us.
Is this the first time the ILGA conference has been held in New Zealand?
It's the first time the ILGA conference has been in this part of the world. So it's never ever been down into the Pacific before. So the conference last year was in Bangkok, and typically you would go opposite, so it would go back to Europe. But because it's never been to the Pacific before, it'd never been to Asia before, there was a decision to come down here. So, you know, it's huge.
Have the themes been announced yet in terms of what the conference will be about?
The ILGA themes have not been announced, but we, the host Ropu, who hold, if you like, create the basket that the conference is held in, we're very clear that there'll be a visibilising of Indigenous culture. So the conference will be held in Kaupapa Māori values. And this is a profoundly important issue all around the world, to visibilise Indigenous culture. So I think in our community in general, we're at a point where we need to create safe spaces for the marginal members of our community and get better at recognising the diversity, if you like, of the rainbow community. And thinking about, as we move forward, we need to move everybody forward and not the privileged members of our community.
It was really lovely earlier on hearing Mayor Justin Lester saying that he wants to make something really big for next year. Was he talking about a rainbow precinct around Cuba Street?
We're just starting to explore that. I want the whole city just glittering and rainbowed. So at night, every single shop window would be, you know, filled up with coloured lights.
Well, we could do that.
I absolutely. And, you know, last night I was watching the Waka on the harbour, and I love, just towards the end, the Waka Ama crews went out with the little LED lights on the back, and I thought, how cool is that? Like, we've got a beautiful, magnificent city, and I think we could make the experience of people coming here to Te Whanganui, Atara, incredibly memorable.
So a conference with 600 delegates is not just going to happen by itself. Who's organising it? Do you have a huge team of people?
So ILGA organises the conference, and that's the reason that they do it only once every 2 years, because it's a huge undertaking. But the other thing about next year, it's the 40th anniversary. So, you know, they have 40 years of history of doing this. They know how to do it, and they do it incredibly well. I've had the privilege of being to two world conferences.
But there must be a local component that's helping organise?
So how it works is that local community groups, and there's three of us, so there's Intersex, Trust, Te Whana Whana, and Rainbow Youth, the host Ropu. And so we do all the on-ground local logistics, and then the conference itself arrives from over the world. And if people are interested, they can register online. There's a website. If people want to be involved in the conference in terms of presenting, then they can contact one of us.
And you were saying that it was the 40th anniversary, and that is the 40th anniversary of ILGA itself?
So there's two anniversaries, and this is quite important and significant. So the first is the 40th anniversary of ILGA, so when it was set up, and it's the oldest gay and lesbian organisation in the world, so you know that's important. But next year is the 40th anniversary of Stonewall, so it's going to be a dual anniversary. So I want to also make sure that our conference visibilises and celebrates our street queens. You know, because when we talk about gay liberation, it was actually our street queens who got out there and started the fight with the police.
This sounds like an amazing event. Well, it's going to be over a couple of weeks, is it?
So the actual conference is over a week, but the ILGA World Board and their representatives arrive the week before. So yes, there will be people here in Wellington for a fortnight.
Exciting!
Very! So yeah, get excited, ideas, and get in touch with us.